Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
Good morning, everyone. Today is Thursday, March 21st, 2024. My name is Sarah Desimores from the SD Group at Douglas Elliman in Miami, Florida, but I'm talking to you directly from Montreal, Canada today. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Club, where we start the day on a positive note and challenge you towards abundance and growth. Today's the 21st, right? It's the first day of spring, but also the number 21 is considered a lucky number. The origin of 21 being considered a lucky number dates back to its association with the game of blackjack, which is, by the way, my favorite game at the casino, where achieving a total of 21 is the ideal winning hand. That's where you win the most money, right? If you're getting a blackjack, you're not only winning twice, but you're winning more than that. You're winning twice and a half. This association has led to the number 21 being perceived as lucky in various contexts beyond gambling. So today we're going to dive into a topic that's close to my heart, which is the lucky girl / lucky guy syndrome. It's that feeling of being in sync with the universe where opportunities just seem to consistently flow effortlessly, and success feels almost serendipitous, right? It feels natural. It feels like, wow, like all of those good things are happening to me. That's the whole lucky girl syndrome. Recently, I've really been into this phenomenon. I'm really into manifestation to the point that even my iPad, I use a daily / weekly monthly planner on my iPad. And I got it on Etsy, and the whole planner is centered around the lucky girl syndrome. Every single day I have to write down why I'm lucky. Of course, there's a gratitude aspect, and there's a huge manifestation aspect that I have to write about every single day, right? So believe in the power of your dreams, for what you manifest is what you'll become. So today, let's explore how embracing this mindset can elevate both our personal lives and our business lives, right? Number one, when you're thinking about the lucky girl or / lucky guy syndrome, is when you embrace positivity and gratitude. Cultivate a positive mindset and express gratitude for every opportunity, whether they're big, whether they're small. When you focus on the good, you attract more positivity into your life. I can testify to that ever since I started being more grateful in my life. Even if I'm having a bad day, I've noticed just my life in general, the energy around me, the people around me have been more positive. So, for example, start each day with a gratitude journal, jotting down 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for. So just that simple practice sets a positive tone for the day. Or another thing you can do is at the end of the day, take a moment to just reflect or journal about what's a good thing that happened today. You can even say, what are 3 good things that happened today? So it forces you to put yourself in this positive mindset and to think about positive things. Number 2, visualize your success and set clear intentions. So use these visualization techniques to envision your goals as already achieved. This helps align your actions with your desired outcomes, and it'll keep attracting opportunities that support this vision, right? For example, before a sales meeting or before a listing appointment, if you're a realtor, visualize yourself confidently closing the deal and exceeding your targets. This mental preparation sets the stage for success. Another thing that I like to do is I do have a vision board. I will stand in front of my vision board and I will point out some of the things on my vision board, and out loud, I will say, I am so excited to be going to Bali, for example, because I have Bali on my vision board. I'm so excited that I finally have my trip to Bali planned and that it is going to happen, right? Like you can talk about the things on your vision board in the present tense. And finally, take inspired action and stay resilient, right? Act on opportunities that align with your goals and values. Taking inspired action than just waiting for luck to strike. And that reminds me of something that my parents always tell me is that you create your own luck, right? So instead of waiting for leads to come to you, proactively reach out to potential clients and offer value-driven solutions, right? Persistence and resilience often leads to the quote-unquote lucky breaks. You know, you might think someone is just lucky, but it's about the mindset and it's about taking inspired action, right? People create their luck with these two things, right? So the universe conspires with those who dare to dream and take bold steps towards their vision. I actually made up that quote. You guys can quote me for it. Catch you tomorrow at 5 a.m.